Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Michael Lee Stollard is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Michael is a great friend of ours, a longtime Brain Trust member. More than 8 years he's been hanging out with us. He's a leading authority on leadership, and he's the guy who founded the organization E Pluribus Partners. He's the author of Fired Up or Burned Out. Also, his new one is A Connection Culture. Is his new book, and he's our good friend Michael Stollard. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Hey, it's great to be with you.
It's like a dream come true for you, isn't it, Mike?
It is. You know, I always love being part of your team, encouraging and helping small business owners achieve their potential.
And
that's worthy business.
And you do it so well. You absolutely do. So, okay, I've been using the term organizational stakeholder for the people inside of our four walls. You know, a lot of times, you know, of course, there's a classic employee term, but a lot of my stakeholders are not employees, they're contractors. You know, they're my contractor partners. But so I don't know what you think about that term, but one of the things I know you want to talk about today is connecting with those people who connect with our customers.
Yeah, you know, it's becoming more important, Jim, just in our society as stress goes up, and relational support is going down when you just look at the big, you know, picture statistics in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And that's a combination that really makes people more vulnerable to stress, anxiety, depression, and ultimately addiction. And so more people are coming into the workplace as employees with what I would describe as a connection deficit. And that just, it's hard to give customers what you don't have. And if they can find in the workplace supportive relationships from their boss, from the people they work with, it makes a huge difference just in terms of the
connection deficit. Tell us, define that a little bit more for us. What would that look like? What does it sound like?
As human beings, we're hardwired to connect. We, when we don't have supportive relationships in our life, our body is in, there's a higher probability we will be in what's described as a stress response, so that it actually affects the neurotransmitters in our brain, the hormones throughout our body. It also affects the allocation of blood glucose, which is a form of sugar, and oxygen to the bodily system, so that if we don't feel safe and supported, then the body automatically over-allocates blood glucose and oxygen.
Right.
To the heart, the lungs, the big muscles. It's preparing the body to fight or flee.
What is it? The hypothalamus, the reptilian part of our brain does that, doesn't it?
Right. It actually does it on a subconscious basis.
Yeah.
You know, we may or may not be aware of
the fight or flight thing.
Yeah, and then it under-allocates. It robs Peter to pay Paul. So it's taking those same resources from parts of the brain, from the digestive system, so we're more prone to upset stomach and digestive disorders. We're also more vulnerable to sickness because it also robs those resources from the immune system. So to address that, what my business focuses on is we help leaders create cultures that connect with employees and customers.
Is there any kind of a profile of the kind of in today's workplace? Can we profile, and I know that's not a politically correct word, but I don't know any way else to say it. Can we profile who these people are? Because, you know, the millennials get a bad rap about not being good at connecting face-to-face, for example.
Yeah.
You know, whether that's justified or not, they do, and they get the rap. And so, but, I mean, is it more likely to be male, female, 60-somethings or 20-somethings? Do we know?
Well, I think it's more helpful. It does tend to be more male in
general.
Really?
More males are feeling disconnected?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's women just
because we're such
tend to be more relational in nature, so they tend to nurture those supportive relationships.
And well, they emote. We don't do that, don't they?
Yeah, that's part of it.
We're not very emotive, are we?
By doing that, then you know that mutual empathy connects
we're
people.
We're such knuckleheads.
Well, you know, that's the great thing about having both men and women in the workplace. I think you know there's two parts of the equation. You want that sense of connection, but you also want to strive and serve customers, because that's important too. And people get, you know, that's important to bring meaning to our work, is that we're serving society in some important way. Think of your business and how you're encouraging and educating small business owners to achieve their potential. That's a worthy pursuit, something to be proud of. And I know it inspires you and your team, and certainly me to be a part of it. So that's important too. I think of it this way. It's important to have that connection first. When you have that connection first, then people are just in a better position to strive and achieve. If you don't have that, it's like building a house on a foundation of sand. And you want to be on a strong foundation. Having strong relational support in the workplace, from the boss, from your colleagues, gives you that strong foundation to achieve great things. It also makes you more resilient, Jim, so that you're able to deal with difficult customers, with just the inevitable challenges we all face day in and day out, both in life and at work.
Well, you know, when I have had difficulty in my business or in my personal life, I've sort of done something one of my mentors told me a long time ago that I've mentioned on the show before. He said, check your position. Look around you. See what's going on. And so whenever I've had difficulty in my business, I checked my personal life. And if it wasn't so bad, I thought, well, okay, it's just my business. It's not just me. Or if I was having something problem with my personal, you know, I would check other areas of my life. And if that wasn't going, you know, straight to you know where, I would say, okay, well, then this is this situation. But if I started seeing problems in numerous places, then I had to start looking in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Well, I think that's a good, you're doing some self-reflecting there to think about what's the actual source of the problem. So I think it's wise to do that. I think it's wise to do that with close friends and family members who really care about you too, because we can really deceive ourselves.
So the reason I bring that up is that, you know, I can't connect with you, Mike, if you don't let me connect with you, right?
That's true. It takes two.
So we have to meet people halfway, folks. If you're feeling unconnected, you know, look in the mirror and ask yourself, are you connectable? Quick break. Right back with Michael Lee Stollard, the author of Connection Culture. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.